Once again, you're listening to another news, a production of the Last Teen Media Institute, live at the Wilder Morrison.
Arena Fulbenko traveled around town riding the people over and asked individuals on the bus what it's like to live in Anchorage and any advice they have for kids growing up here.
Thanks, Jada. So over the past few weeks, I've ridden about 15 buses, and I've met a lot of really cool people, and I've been going all around town. I've been, like, on buses through Diamond area, by the airport, downtown, Muldoon, pretty much everywhere, trying to get a really good perspective. So you're gonna hear from three people today. The first person you're gonna hear from is Rebecca. I met Rebecca on bus 7J, and she was headed to work with her 10-month-old daughter, Clover. And Rebecca says she really, really likes this job because it lets her bring Clover with her.
I'm Rebecca, I'm 29. I actually grew up here, and then I turned 18.
Cheyenne, like Rebecca, also had her struggles while growing up in Alaska. I met Cheyenne on bus number 9 as she was headed to work en route to the Diamond Center. Cheyenne says her fondest memory is of going fishing with her dad using Rust Flying Service. And an interesting thing about her is that you can't tell in the picture, but Cheyenne actually has a scar that leads from her neck all the way down her chest, and you'll soon find out why. Cheyenne says she's been clean for the past year and is now working to better her life. The last person you're going to hear from is David. I couldn't actually get a picture of David. He didn't really want me to take one because he'd actually spent the last night in the woods sleeping. When he got off of work at midnight, he couldn't find a ride home. So instead of walking, he just decided to find a cozy spot in the woods and cover up with his pleather jacket that he named Cassandra. David's really into filmmaking, and he actually took a filmmaking class for 2 years at King Career Center.
All right, well, I am David Mays. I am 19. I've lived in Anchorage for, I like to say, half my life. I'm not sure how much, but I'm moving back and forth. I don't know why. I just had the most attractive teachers ever at the worst possible time of my hormonal growth. Oh, yeah, so, senior year, I decided, I'm going to try just for fun, and I just got put in there, so I was like, whatever. And then I realized it was a completely different class because the teacher had posters everywhere. She had like film equipment. She had just a movie ready. She was like, all right, I'm going to show you like all my favorite movies and like a compilation. And I was just like, I fell in love with the class and with her. Like, honestly. And I will be honest, she was like, she was the most jubilant looking woman ever. She said she was 30. I was like, you're lying. You're like at least like 20. Like early 20s, and I asked her out for like, you know, movie. I was like, hey, you want to go see movies with us? She's like, oh, that's sweet. I'll see if I can. She was like a real awesome chick, and her favorite movie is Casablanca. So I was just like, here's the looking at you, kid. And she was like, oh, David, you're not a sweet talk girl. I was like, yes, yes. I was the biggest teacher fan just because she was like the coolest person ever. She's so cool to talk to. It sucked though because like she was married, and not only that, she's gorgeous too. Sorry for the swear words. It was just, and it's like I can't.
Now approaching Anchorage Airport International Terminal.
I can't infringe on that if the husband's like hotter than me. You know, he had the perfect beard, best faux hawk you ever imagined. Sexy tattoos. I was like, damn, you guys are a sexy couple.
All the people I spoke to gave a lot of really good advice for youth growing up in Anchorage.
Oh yeah, just staying active and exercise and taking care of your mental health is so important here. Just with the winters, you know, and seasonal depression, and you gotta find an outlet. You have to find something to do because it's so easy to fall into that trap, just drinking, you know, getting high or whatever. So there are options. Some of it's kind of lame, you know. Again, it's really taking motherhood for me to be like, ooh, arts and crafts, and just done. but just staying active.
I've had a lot of people in my family that support me, my mom and dad, my aunt and uncle, my brother, who has been down the same road I have. He's older than me, and he's doing really good right now. And I think that kids growing up now should actually get out there and do things with their families, with their friends, things that are productive and things that are going to help them later in life. Don't get sucked into people just to be accepted, because all it leads to is pain.
With the Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Arena Filipenko.